the Lord help her. Luke chapter 2 tonight. And I want to do this. I don't do it every year. I have about two times in 7 years. Help us get the Christmas season started off right. Luke chapter 2. It's easy, as you hear it, to lose sight of what Christmas is supposed to be about. So let's get ahead of it this year and make up our mind that we're going to have Christmas right in our hearts. Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. That's a sign of the Lord coming, raising taxes. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his spouse wife. The word is spouse means engaged. I said it like that to see if you was paying attention. Being great with child. We have one young lady in here tonight that's like that. Great with child. And several on the way to being great with child. Ring just a hair, brother. You hear that sound like I'm in a barrel? Can you hear that? Anyway. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And that's something, you know, we've heard this scripture so much it almost seems like poetry. It's hard to believe that's right in the Bible. You know, a little kid come in and said, "Boy, them shepherds must have had dirty feet, Mama. They said they washed their socks by night." But that said they watched over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped." There's where you get wrapping your Christmas presents. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." That's your King James says it right. On earth, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. You know what the NIV says there? It says, "Peace toward men of goodwill." You know why it says that? Because they're all millennial. And if a man don't believe in the millennial reign, there ain't going to be no peace on this earth. You just have peace in your heart. Peace on earth toward men of goodwill. That ain't what it said. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. There's going to be peace on earth one day when the Lord sits on the throne. Now tonight, I start the Christmas season off tonight, and I preach on the subject, "I'm dreaming of a right Christmas." You know, I believe tonight in the right kind of Christmas. Don't you? There's extremes on both sides, like there is on everything. You have those tonight that will not celebrate Christmas at all. A lot of religious people, I know Baptists, that have refused to even acknowledge Christmas as a holiday. The reasoning for this is there's so many pagan customs attached to it that they just say, "Well, it's got nothing to do with the Bible." And they do have a point. A lot of what they're saying is right. There are a lot of pagan traditions worked into Christmas. For example, December 25th, for example. December 25th is probably nowhere near, at least 4 months off of when Jesus was really born. More than likely April, sometime in that area. But so where do we get December 25th? Well, ancient people back in the Old Testament days, they were real superstitious and worshiped the sun. When it got this time, you'd see how dark it got real early this evening. It got dark at 5:30 this evening. And when the days started getting real short like they are right now, they thought the sun was dying, the S-U-N. And then about late December, something changed. The days just start getting a little bit longer again. And they said, "The sun has come back. It's reborn." And they lit fires called bonfire. Bon, B-O-N, comes from bones. They did them with bones. Bone fire, that's what it is, a bonfire. And they built these great big fires to welcome the return of the sun, S-O-N. So as Catholic tradition came into the church in the first few hundred years, the Catholic Church has always been a master of mixing with paganism and getting along with whatever, wherever they find themselves. Like in Haiti, the national religion is voodoo and Catholicism mixed together. Right. Sure is to this day. So the Catholic Church says, hey, we're not going to ask you to give up your customs. Let's just incorporate. So the birth of the Son, S-U-N, was celebrated late December. They just changed it to the birthday of the Son, S-O-N. That's how we wound up with December 25th. So a lot of people believe that you're a pagan if you set aside December 25th as a holiday. Now, the truth is tonight, there's nowhere in the Bible where it tells us to celebrate the Lord's birth. Nowhere. There's not a verse in the Bible that says every year, ever so often, we should celebrate His birth. But there are also no verses that say we're not to enjoy or celebrate His birth. It's a matter of personal choice and opinion. And it's just like there's a lot of things the Bible don't say. A lot of things it don't say to do or not to do. So just because the Bible don't say something don't mean it's anti-scriptural or to say to do it. So what we do as Christians is we look at it like this. The world's going to do it anyway. That's the day they all recognize it as His birth. So what we do is we just use our head and take advantage of it and use it a chance to witness and give out tracts and be a blessing and talk to people about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing wrong with that at all. You hear a lot of things like Christmas trees. I mentioned that this morning. A tree can't hit you. A tree can't hurt you. A tree can't do you any harm. A tree can't do you any good. It's neutral. If you want to give somebody something, a gift in the name of the Lord in the middle of July, there's nothing wrong with that. Somebody says, I don't believe in sending Christmas presents. Usually it's because they're so tight they don't want to spend no money. They don't have no convictions about a lot of other stuff. And if you feel led to buy me something, it's perfectly all right. It don't even have to be December 25th. You do it whenever you feel. If God's dealing with your heart, buy me something. I just think it'd be wonderful. So we don't have to be afraid of Christmas. But at the same time, there are those that go overboard the other way and go plumb crazy and get backslid and get out of church and don't even come to church the week before, the week of, or the week after and go. And you know they go Christmas shopping and they're out there fussing. You ever get in a fuss Christmas? You can have some of the worst fusses with your wife or while you're Christmas shopping. You know how it goes. You're going through there and saying, golly, do we have to go in every single... Well, I want to look in here. Well, I thought we could all get here and get time at home to watch a football game. No. You should have just stayed home if you didn't want to come. Well, I said I'd go with you. But how come we spent $100 on your mother and we didn't spend $25 on my mother, and my mother's been good to us, and because we found a deal, stupid. You know how it goes. And you get home, you can't even remember who you bought for what. Who did we get that for? I don't know. Wrap it up and give it to Uncle Tom. That's the way we get it Christmas time, and it loses. It just loses everything. That ain't right neither. It ain't right to go completely against it, but it ain't right to go crazy neither. We're somewhere in the middle. So I want to preach tonight on I'm Dreaming of a Right Christmas. Now, I'm going to tell you how to have a right one tonight. And the first thing I want to say is you've got to have the right greetings. You've got to have the right greetings. Everybody said, season's greetings, you know. Season's greetings. Well, the first greeting was like this. The little angel said, behold, I bring good tidings of great joy. Amen. That angel got his message at the altar of God. He used a cloud for his pulpit, a shepherd's for his congregation. And that night stepped out on the side of the Judean hill. Side. Can't you imagine it? No lights, no electricity, no buildings, factories, planes, just shepherds. And they were out here, you know, on the hillside, keeping watch over their flock by night. And it was real dark out there, and they were sitting around. You know, in all the plays, they're sitting around saying, I wonder when the Messiah's coming. They might have been talking about going fishing. I don't know. They might have been just sitting out there, just shooting the breeze a little bit. All of a sudden, a light came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they went, what in the world is this? And an angel stepped out there, and that angel said, behold, I bring good tidings of great joy. Wouldn't that have been something? I'd love to see that. My. What a greeting. When you send out Christmas cards this year, you make sure they got the right greeting. You make sure they said, "Behold, I bring good tidings of great joy." I mean, leave off this holiday junk. Let the world do that if they want to. To us, it's Christmas. To us, it's about the birth of the Savior. To us, it's about the newborn King. It's not holidays. It's His day. It's Christmas. Without Jesus, there ain't no Christmas. If you don't believe in Jesus, you ought to have to work that day. You're a hypocrite if you take off and honor Him and to say, "Wipe Him out of Christmas." Amen? I'm telling you tonight, we'll have the right greeting. He said, "For unto you is born this day." Now, I'd hate for that angel to be like some of these preachers nowadays. Lord have mercy. Y'all too cool in here now? Too hot and go. I'd hate for that angel to be like some of these preachers nowadays. Good night, man. I'm telling you what. Can you imagine? Let's just imagine that if that preacher, that angel, had been to seminary nowadays. He would have got up there and he would have said, "Shepherds. Shepherds, may I have your attention, please? Would you look this way?" And he would have said, "Fear not. Fear, we're not supposed to use that word, fear. It really means godly reverence. Godly reverence not. Godly reverence not. For unto you..." Well, that "you" sort of sounds like exclusive, and we should include everybody. So it's not really just you. It's just for all of us. For all of us is born this day. I don't want to be dogmatic about that this day. It might have been yesterday, or it might have been the day before yesterday, but some people feel like it's this day. Now, we don't judge those who believe it was another day, but I feel like that it's this day. But if you disagree with me, then that's perfectly all right. I don't mean to offend you. Oh, Lord have mercy. For he was born this day in the city of David. I'm not too dogmatic on that statement either. It might have been in Morganton. I don't know. It might have been in Judea. It might have been in Bethlehem. It might have been in Rome. It might have been in Alcatraz. I don't know. But just anyway, the main thing is he was born. Well, I don't want to say he because that sounds sexist. So I'll just say that person was born, but that's got a son in it, and that might offend the women too. So I believe I just, Lord, you can't say nothing nowadays. That angel wasn't politically correct. He just up there and he said, "Listen, hey boys, he was born today. He was born in the city of David. If you don't like it, lump it. That's where he was. Tough luck, too bad, tough apples. That's just the way it goes. I mean, unto you is born in the city of David this day in the Savior, which is Christ the Lord." But now some people believe that Buddha is Christ, and others believe that Muhammad is, and you know, just, hey, it's just, we all follow in our conscience, and we're going to... They said, "Oh, shut up and go back to where you come from. We don't want to hear no message like that." That angel stepped out there and he said, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior which is Christ the Lord." What you say is wrong. Yesterday, you're wrong. What you say it wasn't the Savior, you're wrong. What you say it was Christ the Lord, too bad, you're out. What if you say it wasn't in the city of David? You're messed up. You see, he had the right greeting. And when we have greetings, we don't go to Christmas parties this year and just say season's greetings. We say, "This is the Lord. Joy to the world. The Lord has come." Amen? That's right. You make sure you have the right greeting. Well, that old angel, he stepped up there and he preached. And they said the president has the longest Christmas card list of anybody. Something like 40,000. 40,000 cards, and I doubt if he sends them out personally. But he has a long list. I hope he sends the right greeting. Amen? You know what your right greeting is? Have a spirit-filled Christmas and a prosperous soul-winning New Year. Put that on there. Amen? Have a spirit-filled Christmas and a happy, prosperous, soul-winning New Year. And I'm going to tell you something else, people. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Don't you be ashamed to say Christmas at work. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong. But I just heard the other day that Lowe's over here has now told all their employees they're not allowed to say the word Christmas this year. They're not allowed to say the word Christmas. This ain't Russia, brother. We're not in China. This isn't a communist nation. There, without Christ, there is no Christmas. There is no holiday. Without Him, there's no reason to rejoice. You say, "Merry Christmas." And they say, "We can't say it." And everybody say, "Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Christmas, 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 Christmas." That's right. Amen? They're scared to death. They said down there somewhere out in Texas, I heard on Fox News the other night, that they wouldn't let them put a nativity scene, no wise men, Virgin Mary, nothing in public. That's where it's coming. They want him out. I like what the mayor of Rhode Island said. Pawtucket, Rhode Island, they got him on TV one time. He got on there and he said, perhaps that the reason the ACLU is so upset about the nativity scene on the courthouse lawn is that probably if one searched the entire organization of the ACLU, he would not find three wise men nor a virgin. Say amen. That's right. Amen. I'm telling you, we need to have the right greeting. Number two, we need to have the right music. We need to have the right music. The Bible said, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now, I don't say they sang, but it's really hard to believe they didn't. There's this. Here's these angels. He said he's born. The Lord has come. The Lord has come. And when he got through his little message, he said, hit it, choir. And all those heavenly hosts, a big choir, just like you saw up here a while ago. I mean, they all had their robes on. And they all up there and said, glory to God. Glory to God. In the highest and peace. I can do that. You just don't know it. When I'm not hoarse, I can do that. I can sing the whole hallelujah chorus in my car. All the parts. And he shall reign forever. I got it all down pat, brother. And they let her rip. They started saying, glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill. Do you think for a minute? I mean, let's picture it nowadays. Nowadays. And suddenly there was with the angel the multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, and the chipmunks come out. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front. The shepherd said, why in the world? Get out of here. What's that got to do with the Savior? Nothing. I mean, can you imagine? Here the angel of praising God and the multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Elvis comes out. You know. All the other angels. Christmas without you. They said, shut up. Don't sound like Christmas. Boy, we've come a long way, ain't we? Ain't we come a long way? Yes, sir, they have the right music. You know some of this stuff they got now called Christmas music? It's weird. I am looking any day this year for them to come out one on radio. Oh, I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus. I'm looking for it anytime. Wouldn't doubt it one bit. You know, queer eye for the straight guy, and all them guys, they'll probably come out. I saw Daddy. I wouldn't doubt it one bit. I'm telling you, they had the right music. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, it wasn't. I mean, can you imagine? You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch, or something like that. Can you imagine? Can you imagine these angels get up there and they say, all right, take it away, angels. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Hit it! And they all start saying, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Those angels said, get out of here. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You know, you've got to have the right music. Amen. I mean, it wasn't Christina Aguilera trying to sing some Christmas song, you know, in between her strip songs or nothing like that. Brother, that's as out of place as a ham sandwich in a Jewish feast. I'm telling you something, brother. You hear me tonight. They had the right music. They had Handel's Messiah. They said when old Handel wrote the Messiah, he would go out and stay out there for days and days. And he said, it was as if all heaven opened before me. And he was crying. You check out that Messiah. If you don't have the Messiah on CD, of course, I'm a redneck, but I can get classy once in a while and listen to Handel's Messiah. And one of my daughters can. I ain't going to tell you which one it is. It's not the oldest one, and it's not the middle one. But they got enough class to appreciate Handel's Messiah. Brother, that's some real stuff. Amen? That's the real thing. That stuff ain't nothing but Scripture. And he shall reign forever. And one of my girls asked me when I was a little, she said, Daddy, why is it going to rain forever and ever?
And he said, it's not that kind of rain. He's going to boss, brother. He's going to boss forever and ever and ever. You've got to have the right music. It wasn't Jingle Bell Rocks, you know. And it wasn't, let's see. What was that we sing the other day? What's the one we always sing? Feliz Navidad. I imagine those angels, Feliz Navidad. We sang it last year. We went out Christmas caroling. All those Spanish people out there, we go, Feliz got me now. Feliz got me now. I'm going to miss you when I'm in prison. I'm going to miss you when I'm... That ain't what that kind of Christmas music. That's awful. I'll tell you one more sonnet. Hark the hair-lipped angels sing. Boy, him, you monkey. No, that's awful. That's awful. That's rough. Well, anyway, they had the right music. Next, they had the right spirit. They had the right spirit. I can imagine about the hair-lipped angels. That would be awful. No, brother. That ain't the right music. The right spirit. We have peace with God. One company spends $1 million just on their liquor box for Christmas advertising. Just the box for advertising. $1 million. Instead of worrying about toys, we ought to be thankful that God fills our stockings with feet. Instead of griping about not getting what we all didn't want, we ought to thank God we ain't getting what we deserve. We ought to have the right spirit. I haven't got time to go in a lot tonight, but the best Christmas I believe I've ever had in my life is the very first one after I got saved. I'm telling you, I have never enjoyed Christmas any more than I did the one after I got saved. I've had a lot of good ones with my girls growing up, and we used to make home movies, and then next year we'd show them again and laugh, and everybody how stupid their hair looked, and you know, and how much they'd grown, and now they got teeth, you know, and they didn't have teeth, and you know, and or for in your case, some of y'all, you did have teeth, and now you don't have. But you know what I mean? We used to show them home movies every Christmas, and I enjoyed that. But the first year after I got saved, I went to Great Nebo Baptist Church, and I got saved. And I'm telling you, God done something for me. I'm telling you, I fell head over heels in love with church. I wanted to go to church. We went down to Christmas play practice, and we wasn't even in the play. Finally, they let us be something. I don't know what we was. And old Charlie Pride come out with that song back then called Out of the East Came Riding, Riding. You remember, anybody ever heard that song? About the wise men coming out of, you know, coming out of the East on camels. And I remember that song was playing that time. And somebody gave me a book called 666 by Salem Kerbon. And that was a real popular book back then. It's sort of like the Tim LaHaye Left Behind series is now. But that was back then, right when I first got saved. And I got a hold of that thing and I read it. And Lord have mercy. I laid around for hours reading that book. The 666 is coming. I never heard of this. The Mark of the Beast. Oh, the Lord's coming back. And it got so real to me. It got so real to me that I was back there watching that Christmas play. And when them shepherds come down that aisle, my heart about come out my mouth. I thought, glory to God. I've heard this all my life. But I finally know who the baby was. I finally know why he came. I finally know it was for me, thank God. It was for old Danny. It was for my sin and my soul. I thought I was going to blow up. And I didn't care if I got a present or nothing. I'm telling you, I was so happy. I was about to die. And that's the first time in my life I thought, this is what Christmas is. You know what? We get all took up in this buying and getting and giving. And I'm not against that. If you want to buy me something, help yourself. But, that's not where it's at, people. That ain't where it's at. Where it's at is knowing who that was in that manger. The right spirit. Not only that, we got to have the right gift. John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave. She brought forth the firstborn son and wrapped him. That's the right gift. Eternal life through God's Son. If you're here tonight and you don't know you have eternal life, if you don't know you'd go to heaven if you died, you could go out of here tonight and get killed in a car wreck, you could drop dead with a heart attack, you could have an aneurysm bust, blood vessel bust in your neck or head, fall over dead just like that. Have you received God's gift? Do you know where you're going if you died? It's the right gift. Amen. I heard about a little boy. You go down there and you go shopping at Christmas. And he didn't have no money, and he was real poor. And every Saturday he'd go downtown, and he'd just look. He'd just look through the windows at the toys. And that's the way a lot of people are. A lot of people are. Some of you here tonight, you're just like looking through the window. And you see all of us in here having fun. We're enjoying the Lord. And you're just like, you're looking through something saying, man, I wish I had that. I wish I had what he's talking about a minute ago when he's talking about enjoying Christmas. You can. Everybody in here can have a wonderful Christmas. Did you know that Christmas is the saddest time of year if your life ain't right? If you're going through a divorce or you happen to be... Do you know they say, I don't know this, but they say that suicide rates always rise this time of year. What makes people kill themselves? Well, man, you sit around there and you look out there and there's everybody up and down the street holding hands. You're here all by yourself in the house and you know, you got the liquor bottle and you've lost your job and lost your family and you think, you know, the devil just says, kid, it can be a mighty, mighty lonely time. But it don't have to be. It's what you make out of it. You can have the greatest Christmas ever if you get the right spirit and the right gift. Quickly, the right invitation to accept. Number four, five, whatever. Jesus said, come unto me. We're being told no nativity. They was going to put a cross on a stamp that was rejected by the post office saying, you know, it's too controversial. It's ridiculous, brother. Don't you let nobody intimidate you. Don't you be ashamed or afraid to say Christmas. And have the right invitation to accept. Number six, the right response. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And number seven, I'll be through. The right celebration. You know what we got to celebrate? The Lord came. What if Jesus came to your Christmas party? Would he ruin it? I'll be mentioning this a lot between now and the next few weeks, but you know that little poem, 'Twas the night before Jesus came? And all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, you know, the children in bed and all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden they heard a flash, you know, it was Jesus coming back, and they made a poem out of that. Boy, it's something to think about. I heard about this woman. These big shot women that met at this real fancy restaurant to celebrate her baby's birthday. This real rich lady had a baby. And they all met and said, we're going to celebrate my son's birthday. And they all sat down there and it was real fancy and the waiter came and waited on them. And they looked and they said, where's the baby? And she said, I got a babysitter to watch him. You didn't think I'd bring him, did you? He didn't know about this. So I thought, what are you celebrating, woman? The baby wasn't even invited. She just wanted to have a good time herself. And if you're not careful, that's the way you'll do at Christmas. You say, where's the Lord? The Lord, he ain't even part of this. We just want to eat, drink, and be merry. That's the wrong kind of Christmas. The right kind of Christmas is include Him. The last thing you want to do is lay out of church and quit reading your Bible at Christmas time. The last way to celebrate Christmas is let your bus route go and don't do it. The last thing you want to do at Christmas is to say, oh, it's Christmas. I'm too busy honoring the Lord's birthday to go to church and worship Him. Great day in the morning, man. What's wrong with us? Well, the right Christmas is putting Him first. Ought to go to Christmas and honor, ought to go to church at Christmas and honor Him more than any other time of the year. And do what He'd have us to do. Honor God's gift. I'll never forget that first Christmas. Never, ever, ever. I've had some good ones since then. Everybody always says, did you have a good Christmas? Did you have a good Christmas? And I always say, yeah, but I'll never forget that one where God got so real to me and all I did was lay around and read that the Bible and that 666 book. God got in my soul, Lord have mercy, and I was so happy that for the first time in my life, I knew what it really was all about. You don't have a right Christmas this year? I just give you a little taste of it tonight. I'm going to be dealing with some other things here in the next few weeks. Let's have the right spirit. This ain't no time to be fussing and getting into it with your in-laws. I said, I'm not going over there. She said, please, honey, will you? I'm not going to her. You know what she said to me July before last? I mean, come on now. Get over it. Get over it. Quit your whining. Let's act like a grown-up. Quit pouting. If you didn't get the message this morning, get it. And let's have the right kind of Christmas. In short, I guess I'm saying tonight, you shouldn't get backslid at Christmas.
Amen.
Amen? I don't believe the Lord is pleased when we let something like Christmas get us out of God's will. Lord, help people. Don't go out and spend a bunch of money that you ain't got to impress people you don't like just because you're trying to keep up with the rest. I mean, if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. You know what I used to do? Don't do this. I used to let my house payment go in December. I see a lot of people grinning right now. To buy Christmas presents. And y'all think, well, I'll let my house payment go and take this money and I'll get caught up in January. This is the worst time of year. You heat and everything costs extra money. It's the most expensive. Sometimes you're laid off work. You don't have a lot of money coming in. It's the most expensive time of the year. You know when I'd get caught up? About March or April. Because January, it'd snow, and sometimes you're out of work and stuff. I'd always let my house payment go in December and then catch up in January. It don't work like that. And you don't want to buy your kids something. I know that. I know you do. I know you do. But if you'll use your head and don't do nothing stupid and have your family over and say, let's pray and let's honor the Lord. And we may not have the nicest stuff. We may not have what everybody else in the world got, but we got each other. And we got the Lord. That's what matters. That's what makes a good Christmas. I'd rather have my girls healthy and everybody there and just in the will of God and doing right and serving God than I had to be them out in sin and us all have $1 million. I mean that. I'm not kidding.